This morning, we try to bring you the everlasting, the eternal word of God. In these days when we hear of wars and rumors of wars from morning till night, I'd like for us to think about the most important war in all the universe. And that's the war that's going on in the human body. And it's going on in your body if you listen to me this morning. This war that I want to talk about you about this morning started in the Garden of Eden. The war between good and evil. When Adam and Eve chose evil over good, the war started. And that war is still going on in our bodies. Between the soul and the spirit in our bodies. I'd like to read you a little scripture in 1 Peter 2:11. It says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which wars against the soul." There's war going on in each one of us this morning between the fleshly things and the spirit, the conscience, and the soul. In Psalms 34:14, it said, "Depart from evil and do good. He went on to say, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." It's a serious thing as you and me live day by day in this world. In Romans 12:17, it said, "Recompense to no man evil for evil." In Romans 12:21, it said, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." It's really something to think about this morning as you and me are living here in this world. And this war is going on between us. Let me read you over in Galatians 6:8, where it brings it down. Said he, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." We sow in this life day by day as we go down through the world. We're going to reap in eternity. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun in this war you and me are in this morning between the things of the world and the flesh. And the spiritual things of life. The war in the Gulf will end with time, no doubt. Sooner or later it'll come to end. But this war of our soul will ever end. We'll reap out yonder in eternity according to the way we sow here in this world. We're in a spiritual war that's more important to you and me than the war in the Gulf. This war is a spirit warring against the flesh. The flesh warring against the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "We have a body, we have a spirit, we have a soul. And we, the soul, to satisfy the things of the body or the things of the spirit as we go down through the world." The spirit loves heavenly things and spiritual things. And you feed your soul through prayer and meditation upon the word of God. And that's what keeps our soul and conscience alive. There's a war against the things of the flesh, the worldly pleasures in this world. And if we sow to the things of the flesh, we lose in this war for time and for all eternity. Because we have to reap out in eternity according to the way we sow here in this life that we're going down through. And what awful thing reaping is going to be if you try to satisfy the things of the body in the flesh only as you go down through the world. You're going to reap corruption, forsaken by God for all eternity in the blackness of darkness forever. That may mean you have to travel that broad road. You've been traveling the broad road if you're just sowing only to the things of the body. The body will crucify the things of the spirit and even crucify your conscience as you travel on yonder towards the road, towards eternity and that eternal destruction. Let me beg each one listening to me this morning to examine now what kind of seed you're sowing day by day as you go down through this world while you still have time this side of eternity. The Bible says that every tree that brings not forth good fruit will be hewn down and cast into the fire. In other words, every one that sows to the flesh will be sowing to the things of the body and be lost throughout all eternity. But if we sow to the things of the Spirit, we win for all eternity in this war that's going on in our spirit, souls, and bodies and conscience this morning. The Bible said if you sow to the things of the spirit and the soul and the conscience, keep a conscience void of offense towards God and your fellow man, you'll reap life everlasting out yonder in eternity. Each day we live, we need to examine our influence, the influence of our lives. And be careful because Satan, the great deceiver, is at work, tempting men and women and boys and girls to sow to the things of the flesh that will weaken the spiritual things of life and will gradually deaden our conscience. We must keep busy sowing to the things of the Spirit day by day and sow to the good things. The good overcome evil with good is the Bible's remedy. Begin sowing to the fruits of the Spirit in our life, which is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, and kindness. The Bible said against the things of the Spirit, there is no law. In this life or out in eternity that can condemn you and me if we live a spiritual life and sow to the things of the Spirit and bring the fruits of the Spirit in our life, we'll be traveling that narrow way that leads yonder home to God. And then we can shout to victory as we go into eternity, because we won this war between the flesh and the spirit. And the Lord is coming back looking for the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Over in Matthew 21:17-20, it says, the Lord was journeying up to Jerusalem. He went up to a fig tree, and it only had leaves, no fruit. And he said to that fruit tree to bear no fruit no more forever. And we're going to have to meet that Lord Jesus Christ who judged that fruit tree as he is journeying up to Jerusalem. It was created to feed people that come by, but it had leaves without any fruit. How about your life when the Lord Jesus Christ calls you into judgment and begins to look for the fruit of the Spirit in your life? You better get acquainted with the fruits of the Spirit now while you're going down through the life. It's going to be too late. It was too late for that fig tree. He ended his life. In the judgment, our soul is going to be tested according to see if there's any fruit. The love that you and me spread forth in our lives as we journey down through this world is going to be tested out yonder in the judgment. First, our love for God is going to be tested. That's the first mentioned in the fruit of the Spirit. It's going to be tested with our relationship to God, which is the first commandment, that we must love the Lord with all our souls, with all of our minds, and with all of our strength. What kind of love do you have for God this morning as I'm trying to bring you the everlasting, eternal Word of God? Also in that judgment, to love for our fellow man is going to be tested. How do you love other people as you go down through the world? The Lord Jesus Christ commanded us that we love our neighbors as ourselves. And everybody knows what the golden rule is. How is our love test out when we examine our relationship to one another? And our long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith will be tested in the judgment, because the Lord's going to be looking at our lives to see how we treated other people day by day. Did we have a gentle, kind, humble spirit towards them and deal with them in long-suffering? I might ask each one, listen to me. Your faith is one of the fruits of the Spirit. What have you added to your faith? God has given you. Peter demanded that we add constantly to the faith that God gave each one of us and grow in the knowledge and grace of the Lord day by day. Peter said we must add virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and goodliness and kindness and love to our faith. So the Lord, when we are saved, He gives each one of us faith, and He gives us His Spirit to indwell us. And we need to examine the Word of God and see what our relationship to God is by doing the things that He commanded us, sowing to the things of the Spirit day by day. What do you think is going to happen when the Lord comes back in judgment to inspect the fruit of our lives, the fruit of the Spirit? How much will He find in your life? This war between the Spirit and the body, the precious things of life, is the most important thing to each one of us. And God's going to come back looking for the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, to see if we have obeyed the gospel as we journey down through life. Let me read you what's going to happen when He comes back looking for fruit. In 1 Thessalonians, the 7th chapter, 8 and 9, it says, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that never sow to the flesh the things of this world and know not God, and that obeyed not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not going to be looking for fruit, but He's going to be looking at our lives, how we obeyed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord demands that we must obey the gospel that he brought to the world. And it's really something to think about. If we find no fruit, and find that we know not God, and we've obeyed not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. But the one that's been sowing to the things of the Spirit and bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit in their lives and obeying the gospel, he's coming back to glorify all his saints and to be admired in them that believe because of our testimony. You have believed in that name. My, what's going to happen, my children, in eternity, you, after your life is done, passed away. So my prayer for each one, listen, as we bring this to close, that you'll obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and sow to the things of the Spirit and bring the fruit of the Spirit in your life day by day.